We're continuing in the world of Tomer Dvora, and we're talking about the Midah of Yichbosh Avonoseinu. We're going to learn a little bit that the Ramak here talks about the world of Schar and Onesh. We know that for Mitzvos Aseh, if we do Mitzvos, we get Schar. If we violate Averas, we get punishments. We know that on the one hand, in Torah Shebichsav, there does not appear to be lengthy discussions about at least elements of Schar v'Onesh. In Chazal and in many of the Bali Machshava, there's a lot to be said about the nature of Schar and the power of Schar for good things that we do, and the nature of Onesh and what happens if a person is not Mekayim Mitzvos and they violate Averas and how that works. A lot of the sugyas many of us learned last year in Kaitzman, in the end of Maseches Kiddushin, in the first parak, from the Mishnah and Gemara and Lama Testament base, Sedaf Memam and Allah, a lot of discussions there about it. Let me begin by trying to develop a particular question that the Ramak deals with. We're going to speak a little bit about what the Ramban says. That's going to provide enough background, I think, to be able to understand well what you find, and Nefesh Chaim, understand well what's going on here in Tomer Dvora. In general, so a person does, I don't know, let's say I fulfill 20 mitzvahs. And let's say I fulfill and I violate 5 averas. So how does the Ribono Shel Olam look at what exactly I am deserving of? I did 20 mitzvahs, I violated 5 averas. So one way to look at it, and this would be a very simplistic way of looking at it, is to say, well, you know what the Ribono Shel Olam should do? Do the math. 20 minus 5 equals 15. So I shouldn't really get punished, because I'm going to just cancel out some of my mitzvahs for the averas that I did. And I'll walk away with 15 points of schar. So again, it's hard to calculate what's called a mitzvah, how much each mitzvah worth, what's called an avera, how much each avera worth. But I could have envisioned a mitzias where that's what it should be, and therefore a person that, even if I'm not purely good, I'm just mostly good. So mostly good, my averas will get canceled out by some of my mitzvahs. I'll be left memela with some of my mitzvahs, and I'll be able to get schar in that particular way. For many, many Bali Machshavah, it does not appear to be that that's the pshat. Torah tells us in Dvarim, in Perek Yud, I believe that is Parshas Re'eh, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Elokeha Elokim, that God is the God of all gods, V'Adonei HaAdonim, the Master of all Masters, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora, God is big, He is mighty, He is awesome, Asher Lo Yisapanim V'Lo Yikach Shochad, that God does not take a bribe. What does that mean that God doesn't take a bribe? I understand you're talking about a particular dayan. So a dayan, not our dayan obviously, but a dayan could theoretically take a bribe. But what's the chashash of taking a bribe? So Rashi says, lefaiso b'mamon, to give money and to buy it off. Not so clear exactly what that means. The Ramban says something which is very yesodistic about schar v'onesh. Says the Ramban is Perish al Torah, upershu b'shocha, sha'afilu chasid gamor, sheya'avor aveira. Let's say I'm incredibly righteous, and I violate averas, lo yikach mi menu mitzvah mi mitzvosav b'shochad l'chaper lo. What's the shochad that God doesn't take? He doesn't say, I'll buy off an avera by giving you a mitzvah. That I'll give you 3 mitzvahs and you'll cancel off that avera. It doesn't work that way. Rather, aval ya'anisheyu al cheta'av, you get punished for your sins, v'yigmo lo kechol tovosav, and you'll get rewards for your mitzvos. So any avera I do, says the Ramban, you get punished for. Any schar you do, you get, any mitzvahs you do, you get schar for. And we don't cancel these out. So if I violate an avera, I'm not going to avoid punishment of that avera by exchanging it for a mitzvah. I can do tshuva can work, but I can't exchange a mitzvah. I say, a guy says sometimes, remember a guy once saying this, like, listen, I can get away with a couple sins because like I've done so many mitzvahs in my life. So aside from that, the kind of person that says that, I would be somewhat suspect. But it's not true, the Ramban says. Like, you'll still get that same punishment. That's step number one. Step number two as a hakdama to understand the Ramak and Tomer Dvora is that the world of schar for a mitzvah is very different than the onesh for an avera. Schar for a mitzvah, Chazal already in those Gemaras in the end of Maseches Kiddushin, the first part of Kiddushin, elaborate on this. But the Nefesh Chaim in Aleph Yudbeis, in the Haggah there, in Shar Aleph, Shav Chaim Velazhner explains like this. When it comes from mitzvahs asei, so meruba mida tova, there's more power in good things. Behefresh v'yisron rav. He says, when a person does mitzvahs, v'tosefes kedusha, shenitos v'mimaisef hatovim, heim nitzchim, v'kayamim le'olam. Every time a person does a mitzvah, the power of that mitzvah is permanent. the power of that mitzvah, it stays forever. V'nafsho mis'adin bahem ta'anug nitzchi. And your neshama experiences the ta'anug of that mitzvah, of that schar, permanently, forever. It's netzach nitzachim. He says, kochos hatoma v'hamazikin sh'nivru v'nisru b'meichata. But sins that I do, says Reb Chaim V'lashner, once I get the punishment, it all goes away. Hemesim v'kalam e'lehem. That goes away. So mitzvahs, the schar works in a way which is much more permanent. Averas work in a way which is more temporary. You sin, you get punished, done. Mitzvahs are nitzchi. So says Rav Moshe Cordovero, with those two, he doesn't quote those two hakdamas, but with those two hakdamas, now we're going to understand what the Ramak writes. Let's understand like this. HaRikash Baruch Hu Misnaig in Yisrael B'midazo V'hiso Kvishas Ha'avon. God sometimes interacts with B'nai Yisrael in a way which is called Kvishas Ha'avon, covering up or capturing the sin. What does that mean? Ki anei ha-mitzvos hi kiporachas alasa nitza uvokeya va'ola ad in tachlis lichnos lefan of Yisbarach. When a person does mitzvahs, they go up, whatever this means in the Kabbalistic system, they go up in front of Ribono Sha'olam, and they can access these places that are really lefun of Yisparach. Person does a mitzvah, the mitzvah goes all the way up near the Ribono Sha'olam. That place where mitzvahs go, that higher level place, Averas can never reach. Averas can never reach. Ein ha'avon nichnas pnima. There's a place where avonos can never go. Which means it's not a one-for-one kind of a deal. I have this many mitzvahs, this many averas. The nature of a mitzvah and an avera is very different. Mitzvahs go all the way up. Averas are somewhat limited. Umita'am zeh, that's pshat in the Gemara, schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. Schar mitzvah doesn't exist in this world. What does that mean? Mibnei shehem lefan of Yisbarach. Because they're no longer in this world. When a person does a mitzvah, so where does the mitzvah go? All the way up to Ribono Shel Olam. It goes all the way up. So it doesn't have any shaychus in this world. It's a schar ruchni ba'olam gashmi. It's so high, schar, it's so elevated, that schar fundamentally is never going to be able to exist in this world. And umita'am zeh lo yikach shochat shal mitzvos. That's why the Ribono Shel Olam, referencing this again, Ramban, I assume, Tzadkus Baruch Hu doesn't take shochad. What does that mean? Like we explained before, if you did 40 mitzvahs and one avera, he doesn't say, okay, we're going to leave you with 39. Rather, what happens? The one avera you did is terrible. It's kiyu sarafes haTorah. The one avera you did, that's a Gemara Masechet Kiddushin, is a chesed gadol she'osar Tzadkus Baruch Hu imat tzadikim. I could think that's not fair. Wouldn't it be better for me if I left with 15 mitzvahs as opposed to leaving with 20 mitzvahs and 5 averas? Wouldn't that be better for me? Says the Ramak, not at all. Because the mitzvahs, says averas are so, I messed up, how do I say it? The averas are terrible. They really, really are. They really, really are. But the mitzvahs, I can't cancel on mitzvahs for an avera. The punishment for an avera is nothing like the schar for a mitzvah. So I can't cancel them out and say 5 averas equals 5 mitzvahs. It's totally different ballgame entirely. Averas are there because Baruch Hu captures them. He doesn't let them go up and us do that mathematical equation. What happens with averas? The Ribono Shel Olam punishes us, but there's a place which is kulo good. A place which is kulo good. So the averas are never nichnas pnima. There's only mitzvahs that are there. So what happens? I have to first get punished for my averas. Once I get punished for my averas, then I can receive this amazing schar for mitzvos. And the schar for mitzvos is so great, we wouldn't want to have the shochad of giving up a mitzvah. It's better to get punished for those averas than it would be, and getting all the schar, than for not having the punishment and just getting the schar. It's in our best interest. So says Rav Moshe Cordovero, this is the way that the Ribono Shel Olam is manhig this world. There's schar for mitzvahs and averas and punishments for averas. But the schar goes to a place, lefun of Yisbarach, by Hashem Yisbarach, that averas can never go. He stops them from going. He captures them from going. So I get punished for my sins, I do. But they're not going to take away from the eventual schar that I'm going to get. It's a chesed gadol of Hashem. Mibnei shem mitzvos chashuvos me'od. Umis'alos ad lefun of Yisbarach. How could I take away the schar of the mitzvahs for averas? He says that averas, it's bad. Then you go. The Rambam may sound like that in Hilchos Teshuvah at one point, where the Rambam writes that averos are mavdil us, but whatever it is, not for now. How does this play out as far as our own interactions with other people? So what's the takeaway? If the whole goal of Tomer Devorah is saying, the same way Hashem interacts with this world, that's the way that we're supposed to act with others, so what does this mean? This is a complex system of schar ve'onesh. This is the Rabbono Shel Olam, how it relates to mitzvahs being different than averas. What's the takeaway for how we're supposed to look at things? Af midah zo tzarech adam lisnahigva, shel yichbos tovas chaveiro, v'yizkor ra'aso shegmaluhu, ela adaraba, yichbos hara v'yishkachehu, v'yaznichehu, v'lo yagar b'megura ra, v'tiyah ha'tovas sedur tamid lefanav. You have interaction with people, and there are people that are awesome with you. And sometimes those people who do a lot of good things for you also do some challenging things for you. Sometimes they create a mitzias. Sometimes they do something which can hurt your feelings. They do something that they didn't invite me somewhere. They pushed me aside. I wasn't respected the same way. The Ribbono Shel Olam says all of the good things that we do are nichnas lefan of Yisparach. And he minimizes the averas. He doesn't say, the Ribbono Shel Olam Kivyachal doesn't say, let me just say, like, net, he's a 15. No. I'll deal with the averas. I'll try to push them aside. But every mitzvah that a person does, same way Hashem says, that's nichnas lefan of Yisparach, so every good deed which somebody does for me is nichnas lefanai. It comes in front of me. V'yizkor lo hatova, I'm always going to remember all the good things that they did will always be the primary thing which I focus on. Don't say im asali tova hare asali ra v'yishkach hatova. Don't say, well, he did three good things for me and three bad things for me, so 3 minus 3 is 0. I'm parif to him. No, he did three good things for you, and the three good things he did for you are so much more chashuv. They're so much greater than the averas and the things he hurt you with. And the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam says the mitzvot that you do, the schar is nitzchi. The schar is going to stay forever. I'm always going to be thinking about that schar. So the same thing can be true when it comes to certain averas. That's not right. The same thing is true when it comes to the way people interact with me. The ra'ah, I want to deal with the ra'ah. I want to deal with it. I want to forgive you for it. I want to have a conversation about it. But I'm not going to value them equally. I want to do whatever I can to highlight, to emphasize that particular role of mitzvot. What am I emphasizing? I'm not exchanging things. I'm emphasizing the good that the Ribbono Shel Olam, did. And here's the real point. The same way that Hashem Yisparach never allows averas, nichnas, to a certain place where averas can never go, so bad things that person does to me, I'm never going to let them really impact me the same way, in a very, very core way. The way it works, I think, in most human interactions, take people you have real relationships with, that you hang out with all the time. Assuming that's a relationship, there is an excellent chance that that person you're interacting with will do some wonderful things for me. And it could be they do some things, not because they're intending to, but it could be they could do things to me that are hurtful. They could offend me. They could, again, with the best of intentions, they could do things that are going to be challenging for me. That there can, both of those things can exist. So the big question is, how do you look at the equation of that person? How do I assess that person and their relationship with me? So there are people, unfortunately, who always focus on the bad. I don't know if you've ever had exposure to people like that. They have a lot of good interactions, and one person offends them, and it's like, can you believe what he did? Oh my gosh, look at that. And people can sort of like hyper-focus on some of the challenging things which can take place. So you could have an interaction with someone where you have 100 good interactions. At one time, you messed up, not in a huge way, messed up a little bit, and like all the person can focus on is like, I can't believe that you disrespected me. That's one madriga. That's, of course, not okay. The Tomer Devorah is saying it's another madriga, which is we also don't play the math game. Well, he invited me these two times. He didn't invite me one time. So Mistama, he like ki'ilu invited me once. No, that's not how it works. It's learning to focus on the good that they did, because the good they did is good. And that's nichnas lefanai. that's nichnas in front of me in a way which is so much more powerful. That's the way that I see it. That lichora is an omek hapshat in terms of what's going on really with hakaras hatov. Part of hakaras hatov on the basic level, it definitely doesn't mean gratitude. It doesn't seem like it means gratitude. It means lahakir tov, to see good. But part of hakaras hatov, either in the omek hapshat or derech drush, whatever you want it to be, is I actually can recognize the power of that good that they did. I give proper recognition to the good that they did for me. You did that for me? Wow, that is nichnas into a place that nothing else. It's like the opposite of being petty is like being their bonus olam. It's not saying they don't get punished for aveiras, we don't address aveiras. It's not saying that we're mevater, everything never happens, and we're a shmata, and you can treat anyone like garbage. What it means is that there's something very, very big. There is something very, very big that a person can experience and that a person can have in terms of their interactions with other people. So the Yisod, it's an amazing thing, is based on a Ramban al Torah. Look, I'm not based, it's a Ramban al Torah. No shochad, no exchanges. You have a Nefesh HaChaim here about the amazing schar, the nature of schar versus onesh. And part of the godless of the Tomer Dvora is the capacity to take that midah of Ribono Sha'olam and channel that midah in the way that you interact with another person. Rav Huttner writes, I believe, in one place in Pachat Yitzchak. I've always thought this was true. I thought it was true before I saw the line in Rav Huttner, which is I really think it's true if you look around in the world, that many of the most chashev people that I've ever interacted with have two or three really specific traits. One of the traits they have, they're always unbelievable being Makar Tov. These are people that have enormous gratitude for others, enormous gratitude. They will always be there. You saying good for me, they will always be there for them. A lot of the more impressive people that I've ever interacted with, putting their rights in one place, that it's a difference between a foolish person can struggle with Hakaras HaTov, and a big person can identify the good things that were done for them in a very, very real way. Hakaras HaTov is an increasingly challenging trait if the world is shifting towards a greater sense of entitlement. Because the more I have a sense of entitlement, I deserve this and I should get this, so the harder it is to effectively experience what exactly Hakaras HaTov is and how great what they're doing, because I deserve this. And the midah of this midah of the Tomer Dvora is about being able to identify in a very, very real way, the good people do, and that's nichnas lefanai. That comes in front of me, it's the most chashuv thing in the world. He did amazing things for me. Anyway, so last week, it's even if their kavana was for another reason. That was the Rashash we quoted. That was from the poskim we quoted. We say shkayach to a kohen post brikas kohanim. Thank you for doing that for me, even though he did it because he's a chiyuv. But the fact that he did good for me, that's a chash of a thing. He did good for me. That's something which is real that you sowed in some of the achronim. So definitely a lot to reflect upon and to think about as far as cultivating a particular midah and a particular attitude. And again, we're going right to here in Tomer Dvora. But a lot of really important machshava and this like amazing gift. I don't know how it's godless to take ideas that are sort of up there in a certain sense to translate them into the most real human interaction, just the way that people can interact and can improve their relationships. Have a wonderful rest of your day.